Yevam with Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yevam Asbavli Daf Yud. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, 7 lines up from the foot of the page. Achoisai me'emoi. Achoisai me'emoi nesur la'achiv me'aviv. His sister in our Mishnah is his maternal sister who married his paternal brother. Achoisai me'emoi. Gever uberei nasfin talten achvan. His mother's sister in our Mishnah is when a man and his son married two sisters. The living brother is the son of the sister who married his father. His brother, who died, had a different mother. Achis ishtoi, train achin, nesivin, natalten achvan. Achis ishtoi, his wife's sister. What's occurred? What's the case? That occurs when two brothers married two sisters. Ve'esh is achiv me'imoi. And the Mishnah said his maternal brother's wife does not do yibum. Ne'ema kan achavan emal adon. And the first source is that it says here the word achva, ki yeshu achim yachdov, and it says there in Bereshis Mem Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Shneim Asar Avadecha Achim Anachnu. Your 12 servants are brothers. Just like there it discusses paternal brothers, also here the Mitzvah Yibum discusses paternal brothers. I'm Rabbi Yonason. Ne'ma kan yeshiva v'ne'ma la'alon yeshiva. Yerashtav yoshavta bo. Ma yeshiva sh'ne'ma la'alon yeshiva sh'yesh ima yivusha. Af yeshiva sh'ne'ma kan yeshiva sh'yesh ima yivusha. The second source is, says Rabbi Yonason, is that it says here the word yeshiva ki yeshu achim ayachtav, and it says there yeshiva v'yerashtav yoshavta bo. I think yeshiva there has inheritance with it. Also yeshiva here regarding Yibam has inheritance with it because they are paternal brothers. Ve'avun ba'bisna b'shem Rav Yonason the Beis Guvin yeshvu es sheyishivasam b'vayis echad yotze achem mina'im shizoy lech ha'beis aviv v'zehoy lech ha'beis aviv. A person says of the Avun ba'bisna quoting Rav Yonason of the Beis Guvin is that it says yeshvu achem yachtov that refers to dwelling in one house. It excludes maternal brothers because this one goes to his father's house and the other one goes to his father's house. Yachtov, prat ve'eshes ochiv, shlehay ba'ilome, the word yachtov, together, this excludes the wife of his brother, who wasn't in the world at the same time with. Bun ba'achia ama rabbi abba, ba'mamo, ba'i aynanis ve'eshes ochiv, shlehay ba'ilome, ha'yu b'parsha. Achamis meimem aynanis sarasa muteris, ve'eshes ochiv, shlehay ba'ilome, sarasa sura. Bun ba'achia, quoting rabbi abba ba'mamo, asks the question, aynanis, and the case of Ishis Achashula Haya Ba'ilamai were in the parasha. Why do you say that the Saras Islandis, the co-wife of Islandis, is permitted to do Yibum, and Saras Ishis Achashaya Ba'ilamai, the co-wife of that woman, is forbidden? Amalei Islandis Mitam Ache Hotsasa, Asher Teled Yotzazu Sha'ena Yoloda, Yoledis. Rumbachia answered that there's a different reason to exclude an Islandis from Yibum Ochalitza. Asher Teled excludes this, and is an Islandis who cannot give birth. Is it not enough that she does not do yibum? Do you want to forbid her sarah? Whereas an ishes ochiv shel her boilamai is an erva, and erva exempts her sarah. Asi amad saras aynanis asura. Asi said that the saras aynanis is her wife of an aynanis is forbidden. Masnisa pliga al asi v'kulam imesu amianu anisgashu oshenimsu aynanis alonias. So we say him mutaris. The question is that the next Mishnah disagrees with Asi because it says if any of these died, did miyun, was divorced, or was found to be an analyst, the tzaris are permitted. Bibun b'achia b'shem Rabbi Abba b'amamol mada amar Asi k'ri meya d'meya amar kosher ein at miyabmeni ein at miyabem tzarasi. Rabbi b'achia, quoting Rabbi Abba b'amamol, answered that Asi holds like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that whenever you cannot do Yibum with me, you cannot do Yibum with my Tzora. Vekalasai, and the Mishnah spoke about his daughter-in-law. Am Rabbi Yossi, Vesemer, Shemutal Adam, Lisa, Es Eches, Ben Achiv. Rabbi Yossi says we can infer that since our Mishnah discusses the case that cases arise without transgression, it shows that one may marry the wife of his brother's son after she was widowed or divorced.